comment or two before the benediction. Bishop Jepson, you told in the meeting of Merlin, I was in the sixth grade when my family moved from Salt Lake City to Brigham City. Our principal, Fry, took me up to the third floor, which is the highest in the old central school, and said, Grant Valentine, who was the teacher, he said, here's a new transferee from Salt Lake City. Will you see that the classmates welcome him? Murr was on the front seat. There was a vacant one next to him, and Murr, with a smile, points to that seat. That started a lifelong appreciation for dear Murr. Brigham City groups, they all meet regularly with him. And he and I and Clint Holmes, the three of us, celebrated each other's birthdays all through these years. I don't remember the year we started it. And dear Clint died a short time ago. But that was a wonderful meeting. And by coincidence, we were both at the LDS hospital with getting bypasses at the same time across the hall. And so, again, we made. But I want to mention one thing about in his latter years, he was unkind to Roberta once. He said, well, I don't know what's the matter with me. I was unkind and uncharacteristic in my treatment of her. He must have told me five times. So Roberta, as they have all said here today so beautifully, he loved you with everything within himself. Just to comment on a life past in Brigham City, which we enjoyed working together in the fields. His dad had a remarkable strawberry patch, and we picked cherries and went through all of that wonderful fruit up there, and through this box elder. He was, of course, a class officer. Well, so much for that, brothers and sisters, but I just need to point a little picture of his fast life, and some are here presently to honor him as they did his lifetime. Our kind and gracious Heavenly Father, as we conclude this tribute to our dear friend Merlin Larson, we express gratitude for the messages and the music which has been touched our hearts and increased our appreciation for one of thy noble sons. He characterized to a fine degree in his life those qualities described by one as the greatest generation, those qualities being of a strong work ethic, absolute integrity, love of family, love of friends, love of God, and love of country. Another unique characteristic to Merlin was an insatiable curiosity and quest for knowledge that never left him. As he had a certain modesty, a kindness, a gentlemanness, and humility. Bless dear Roberta for her unfailing support, care, and love, particularly during the last few years. Bless Roberta and Merlin for their wonderful children who have spoken today, and to 20 grandchildren, that they will forever remember their father and grandfather with a great love and affection for the great legacy he left them. Also comfort Merlin's brother Raymond and his three sisters in their loss of a beloved brother. Bless those attending the interment, that they drive in safety, and bless those who have come from far away, that they too will return home in safety. Bless all that we have learned from Merlin and the Savior as we say goodbye to him for now, and we will meet him again in other realms. I say this in Jesus Christ. Amen.